It's been a wild week for me. As everyone might recall from listening to the podcast episode last week with Megan Pope, that was a really fun one, and I hope you enjoyed it. I said at the beginning of the podcast, very famously, oh my God, Isaac and I are thinking about going to South Africa. Wouldn't that be amazing if I went to South Africa with my pandemic boyfriend?
And the relationship instead went to...
Dunsville.
Yeah.
Oh. To Dunn. So surprise, I got dumped out of the blue. I'm shocked. So I'm sure the listeners, you're also shocked because I've only been ranting and raving about it. My therapist was very surprised too. She was like, oh my God, are you okay? And the answer is, no, I don't feel great. I did book tickets immediately. So I am recording live from Los Angeles, the place where you go when your heart is broken. Mm. And there is sunshine. It is definitely helping. I packed all of my sluttiest tops. Everything has a lot of strings. Nothing covers full boobs. And that's just my vibe for this week, which feels important.
Right.
Yeah. And no, I'm just kind of, I feel better about it now that I'm here. But I was very surprised. So I'm looking forward to talking to him again when I come back from LA with a tan and partially healed to be like, where did that come from and what is up? Because I really had no indication or sign that he was feeling like things were too serious or he wasn't happy or that he wasn't anything but really into me. So I'm usually really good at reading signs and other people. Like, I don't want to hang out with people who don't want to hang out with me, and so I wouldn't be doing that. So I just was very shocked, but feeling okay, just like sad because I was really excited and I really liked him,
right?
But happy that I dated someone who I felt like was really supporting me and really understood what I was going through in terms of like my comedy and acting and was there for me for all of that. So I now have a new bar, I guess, for dating in the future, and that like I should always be supported to that extent for sure. And then ideally the next person won't throw me for a loop and dump me out of nowhere. So that's just a dream. That would be a dream.
Right. Mm-hmm. I mean, like as much as it was really, really surprising, obviously, I mean, there is an element of like unsurprise with his, you know, patterns in the past.
Potentially. I'm learning more about what might have been happening with his previous serious relationship prior to the pandemic that I really don't feel like is my place to share publicly, but maybe it's a pattern. So we'll see. I don't know. We'll see. I think it's really interesting and also sad when, I don't know, men that I've dated, straight men, get anxious about a relationship becoming serious kind of out of nowhere, because it feels like, yeah, if something's good and we like it, of course we're seeing each other a lot. Of course we're doing more things together. Of course we're starting to integrate our lives more. Like, that's a good thing. That's not something to be scared about. And like at any point, if we decide we don't like it anymore, then yeah, let's stop. But for now, I think that's something really great about relationships and not something to be fearful of. But I don't know. That's just me. I guess, you know, there are a lot of guys who wouldn't agree with me, maybe. Who knows?
No, I feel like he really took advantage of your trust. I think that he did a number on future relationships as well. I would feel very hurt by the entire situation because it's like, obviously, like you have like no doubt in your mind that this is going to be anything but the best. And then...
Yeah, surprise. And then it's like, oops, surprise. I know. I am really not looking forward to second guessing whether people actually like me or not in the future. Right. And that'll be something my therapist and I will have to work on.
Yeah.
So we love that, because I don't want to be nervous every time that, wait, maybe it's not as good as I think it is and it might all be over. Like, I don't love that. But also I'm hoping maybe that's something that's more specific to him than it is to other people in the future. But who knows? But don't love that. Definitely am hurt. Haley, again, my therapist, we shout out to her. We love her. She was like, you know, Jenny, you can be mad, because she says this about me all the time. She's like, you're really empathetic and you try to understand where the other person is coming from, which I do with like all of my relationships. I do with friends who disappoint me. I do with boyfriends. And I'm like, I could be mad about this, but there's something in my sick, twisted brain where I'm like, huh, I hope he's okay. Like, I wonder why he's like this. And like, I'm hurt and I really don't love this for me, but I just feel like we were having a really good time. It was so much fun. We did really like each other. I'm awesome. So sucks that he's like, I don't know. He has to fucking miss out then. That sucks.
That's true. And so if there's anything, if Isaac is listening to the podcast now,
he might be, who knows?
What is the message that you're trying to get across via pod?
Just that I don't love how I was treated in this situation. It was really hurtful and I'm sad about it. And I had so much hope and optimism. And you know what? I'm a strong enough person that I think I will be going into my next relationships with the same amount of hope and optimism, even if my heart is going to be fucking torn into again, which I just think it's important to just love big and not be scared. And then you get hurt that way. But I would prefer to do that.
Well, I will say like when I'm obviously like within 24 hours, you're broken up with, surprise, like a major surprise. And then you also book a flight into Los Angeles to take care of yourself. I don't think a lot of people would think to take care of themselves in that way. So I don't know. Like when you told me that, I was like, wow, okay. She's not like wallowing in her apartment alone. You know?
I'm Julia Roberts. I'm eat, pray, loving Los Angelesing. That's what I'm doing. Also, I need to be on a beach. That was kind of my initial thought. And the one thing I need to tell this receipt, because this is not what I have not mentioned this thus far. So we were supposed to see each other on the day that he dumped me. He called me on the phone to do it, but we had plans to hang out that night. And he texted me the night before and he said, I was saying how excited I was to see him and also sending him some like sexy stuff, as you do. Mm-hmm. And he... he texted.
I'm so sorry.
Drew, babe, we can Drew, we can hear you in the headphones. So silly. Okay. I texted him that I was really excited to see him. I texted him that I was really excited to see him. And he said, I'm excited too for all of it. Okay, Jenny, I think maybe I'm calling it a night. Need to be energized and sparkling for the big day tomorrow. Sweet dreams, Jenny. Talk to you in the morning. Sparkles, heart emoji, the like new sprouting leaf emoji. And then the next thing I hear from him is when he calls me to break up with me.
Wait, what's the sprouting leaf one?
Yeah, like little budding leaf.
That?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yes, he sent me that. So, and the next thing I hear, that it's a new day. I don't know. He's excited. Okay. He's like being cute. I don't know. But then he has therapy on Wednesday mornings. Me too. So I had therapy. I just talked about how much I liked him to my therapist. And then he talked to his therapist and then calls me and then decides that we need to break up. So either he's been thinking about this and not telling me what he's really feeling and like wanted to set a boundary or wanted space and didn't tell me he wanted that, and then his therapist helped him verbalize that, or he just like made a split second decision after therapy. And I won't know until I talk to him and I find out what is happening.
And we won't know until on receipt.
Haley would never come on. She would never come on, but I would love to talk to Patricia, his therapist, just to know why she's not my friend. Like, Patricia, what did I do to you?
she's not for women.
Sure. I have no idea. I wish
not supporting women.
This is right. This is a woman who is not supporting women. I really wish that you could know more about what other people's therapists are doing for them, because I don't think every therapist is good.
I know. Maybe the therapist was having like a bad day or something, and sort of just like,
it was just like, break it off, end it.
Chaotic. Yeah. Oh gosh.
Who knows?
To think about.
And we'll never know. And you know what? In general, I'm terrified. In general, I'm sad. But there's someone with us today who makes me feel so good, so excited, so happy. I'm thrilled he's here. He's very funny and hosting live shows again in New York City, if you can believe it. You have to go check him out at Stevie on May 21st. It's Drew Anderson. Hi, Drew.
Hi. I'm so sorry that I interrupted your story. I was yelling at my dog for screaming and barking.
That's okay.
I was muted. Thank you for having me.
Oh my God.
I'm happy to be here, and I'm really sorry about your breakup.
Thanks. It's okay. I think we have them on the way. We have them on the way to finding to finding someone who hopefully we don't break up with. But you know. Yeah.
How can I ask you, how long were you guys dating?
Really only over 2 months. It just was very serious because of the pandemic.
Yeah, of course.
Right?
Of course, everything is accelerated.
We were exclusive literally from the jump and spending a lot of time together. So he really didn't make me feel like he wasn't happy. So we don't know. We just don't know. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, as someone who has gone through that a lot with people, mm-hmm. And you know, just dated a ton of people, and you are not in the wrong for wanting and feeling like things should progress. And there's no like, you know, we all get so scared that, you know, we're coming on too strong or we're asking for too much, but that's how a healthy relationship progresses.
Yeah.
So you didn't, you know, that's where that's where it all should lead to.
Thanks. Thank you for the support.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of course.
No, well, I think, and it's, if you're going to be in a relationship with someone long-term, you have to be your full self in it. It's just not going to work if you're not. And we all have needs. We have needs, it turns out.
Yeah.
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 Absolutely.
So wild.
Yeah. It's wild.
How has dating been for you during this pandemic?
Well, I was like very much the beginning of the pandemic, like kind of shut off to any kind of romance, you know, just because of the, you know, logistics of of being in quarantine. But you know, occasionally would hook up here and there with like people who I'd, you know, hooked up with in the past, but romance-wise, I wasn't going on dates or you know, doing anything too seriously. Yeah, it was mostly just for, you know, quick one-night stands.
Love that.
At the beginning. And then I'm a naturally pretty anxious person, so I kind of let my anxiety get the best of me, and I was kind of closed off to everything and was just at home, you know, alone for a lot of it. That was
tough.
That was kind of my pandemic dating life. It was kind of kind of ebbed and flowed, but I didn't really begin dating until like Thanksgiving, which is when I met my boyfriend.
Okay, wow, a Thanksgiving boyfriend. Just in time for the feast. Okay.
Yeah.
How did you meet?
So I met him through on Twitter.com.
Twitter?
If you can believe.
I can't believe. I cannot believe.
What? It's funny. Like, Twitter has kind of, gay Twitter is interesting in that, like, well, maybe not interesting isn't the right word, but like, it is kind of a cool place to meet people for dating. Because you really get an authentic, you really learn a lot of people quickly. You get a sense of their, you know, their sense of humor and how they relate to people. And so I was in Park Slope house sitting for a friend of mine, and one of my like friends, Cole, messaged me and was like, "Hey, like, I know that you're alone in Park Slope right now. And you know, it's the holidays. Like, if you're feeling lonely, I have a mutual like on Twitter who's also in Park Slope and who's alone, and he's like really funny and cute. And we've actually never met.
Okay.
We knew him from Twitter, but he's like tweeting about being alone in Park Slope at the same time.
Oh.
And I was like, oh wow. So
my God.
Yeah,
so, oh my God.
He sent me his like, you know, his Twitter handle, and I just kind of looked at his profile, and, you know, I thought he was cute and funny and seemed sweet. So I just, like, you know, I followed him, he followed me back. And then I was like, I got to kind of figure out what's going to be my in to slide into his DMs. You know, I was like, I don't know what I'm going to do. So he was tweeting about finishing up a book. So I sent him a DM and I was like, oh, like what book did you finish? You know, it's just like, yeah, like no game at all. But like,
so PG, like, so cute.
Yeah, very wholesome. PG. Like, very wholesome. I was like, what book did you finish? And then, you know, that's how our conversation started. And we started to chat more on Twitter. And then pretty soon, like he was home for Thanksgiving, but I was like, you know, when you get back, like we should go on a walk. Mm-hmm. And at that point in quarantine, it was like, you know, everyone was kind of at like a 10 in terms of, you know, socially distanced walks and hangs. So it was like, you know, we met in Prospect Park and just like went on like a 3-hour walk where we just like had coffee and we were masked up. And like, it was, you know, it moved very slow because it had to. So
that's so sweet. Were you freezing?
It was sweet.
In like on yeah, it, the it three, like so out, it, yeah, 3 hours yeah, in Prospect like Park freezing. In November, you're so cold.
Yeah, but it's like you know when you have those like really good dates and you're just like, it just kind of feels like it doesn't matter because you're excited by the person. But yeah, it was freezing and it was like horrible, and we were like, not horrible, but you know, it was not ideal to be walking around the park freezing. And you know, we were wearing hats and masks, and it was like we were so bundled, but it ended up being fun and like kind of sexy in a way because we, you know, couldn't really do anything. You know what I mean?
Right.
It wasn't really like, it just wasn't really on the table.
You just have each other's eyes and bridge of nose to look at. That's it.
Like, yeah. And then like at the end, so we went on like a 3-hour walk, and then at the end we were having such a good time, and his apartment, there was a roof. He has access to his roof. So he was like, do you want to come watch the sunset? So we went back to his apartment and like watched the sunset on his roof. And then, you know, we made out a little bit, but it was like still like pretty PG and like, you know, it was the whole thing. You know, he was like, can I kiss you? And, you know, which is funny. And
adorable.
Then,
adorable and very, it was, there's a health crisis happening.
Yeah, exactly.
Will you allow me to kiss you?
Yeah, so we, I remember it was the season finale of The Undoing.
Oh!
Starring Nicole Kidman that night, so it was, you know, it was just a big night. It was a Sunday night. We were, you know, so there was so much tension in the air. There was that happening.
Oh, yeah.
There was this budding relationship.
You had so many good Nicole Kidman wigs and coats to look forward to.
Exactly. So it was very, you know, it was a very fun night. And then we parted ways and, you know, continued to like do these PG socially distanced hangs for a while.
That's so nice.
And I was in Park Slope for a few more weeks, and then like we did like a day trip to Beacon one day and just like had dinners with each other where we cook for one another. But it was like very slow and steady and pretty wonderful.
Yeah, it sounds pretty wonderful. It sounds like Jane Austen novel. Like the heat is slowly growing between these two book lovers.
Yeah.
As they take nice walks.
The oven.
Yeah. I love it. Did you think that you were going to meet anyone during this time?
No. I didn't. I really had no idea. And, I was, you know, I was having sex casually here and there, but like, I kind of was like, okay, well, I'm going to accept that this is going to be a time in my life where I'm just going to be about myself. I'm going to focus on myself and not think about dating. And then, you know, of course, when you're not thinking about it, that's kind of when
it happens.
When it comes, you
know? That's what they say.
When things happen, cheesy as that sounds.
That's what they say, but I've never not thought about dating for once in my life. There's never been a day where I'm not like, who's a cute boy that I can meet? Who's my crush today? Yeah. I've never had that.
Yeah. I totally get it. And I like totally agree with you. So, but I, in that moment, was not thinking about it. So it was a, you know, a nice surprise.
I also don't think about Twitter ever as a place where good things happen. That's where I think of things fester and die there on Twitter.
Oh, it's horrible. Twitter is a horrible, horrible app. And I would agree with you, but I am thankful that I crossed paths with this person on Twitter, you know, per, you know, my friend's setup. But I, Twitter is, it's interesting in terms of gays, because there's just such a network. It's such a, it's like a networking opportunity. You just meet so many people. It's like, I mean, meet is in quotes, because you don't, I haven't actually met any of these people, but you know of them, you see them. So it's kind of like, you just very quickly get a good idea of like whether you'd want to hang out with someone.
Right. In real life or not. Your new virtual friends, your new 140 word character friends.
Yeah. So it's an interesting thing. And I think it's like more of a date. I know like tons of people who go on dates through
Twitter.
Through Twitter.
Wow. Yeah. I've only seen that through Instagram.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that, I don't know about like straight people, but I know a lot of gays who go on dates through Twitter.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's very cool. Yeah. I like that. I mean, it's you don't get a lot of photos. Is that a problem?
You don't get a lot of photos, which is kind of like, you know, some people will post a lot, you know, will post a lot, but like, yeah, it's kind of nice. It's like every so often you get a little.
Right, yeah, just like a photo selfie, there, and you're like, okay, that's who this person is when they don't have these opinions and hot takes. Whoa, would you use the apps, like the regular ones, the dating ones?
No, like I would go like every so often peruse Tinder or you know like Hinge, but I just like never had any success with it. And then, you know, like I definitely used Grindr in the past, but like, and I think it's great. But no, like in terms of dating apps, like, no, I didn't really find much success on it.
Yeah.
What about you?
Me? Yeah. I mean, I met
Isaac
on Hinge, but we met because my prompt was, like this if you want to go on a 10-minute Zoom date with me on my podcast. And he did do that. so
he's on the pod?
Yes. You can listen to my first date with him on Jenny Goes on Speed Dates live on the pod, an episode from a few weeks ago.
I will listen to it.
Oh my God, please. It's a really fun one. And Devin Walker and Taylor Ortega are also there just giving commentary in between. Yeah. You know, like the next or like the Bachelorette.
Yeah.
And I guess I'll do it again.
I guess I'll do it again. You should.
Who knows?
I think that like, and I don't mean this to sound like I'm being, I hope that this doesn't sound like I'm being this like, talking down to you in any way, because it's not what I'm doing.
I don't think like, you would ever do that.
Okay. I just like when you were talking about at the beginning of the podcast about like liking someone and feeling like, you know, things are progressing and wanting to spend more time with them. And like, that's naturally how it should go. And I spent so much time in my dating life, like worried about that and worried that, am I making too many plans? Mm-hmm. Do I have too many expectations of them? Am I pushing things along too quickly? Should I be like spacing out my text? Should I be, you know, all of those thoughts that we all have, but it's like, you're the healthy one here. Mm-hmm. It's like, if you are meeting someone and you're both down to date, you're building something. So it's like, you're going to keep going up that hill and continuing to hang out. So if someone is weird or like pushing back on you and like pulling away, that's not on you. That's on them.
Absolutely. I agree.
I just spent so much time in that. Isn't that like, you know, trying to build something with someone and then when, for whatever reason, out of fear or, you know, fear of commitment, they push back and then you take it on yourself. Like, am I doing something wrong or am I, but it's truly not on you.
Yeah. 100%. And I know there's a world in which a younger me would have been like, did I do something wrong? Like, what did I do? Like he changed his mind so fast. What did I do? Like, what did I do? And older me now is like, no, you're awesome. You've been like, I'm like, if you like someone, why wouldn't you want to start planning trips. Or exactly, like, why would you exactly. not want to?
And if, like, and if someone is, and if someone is either like people pleasing or just like telling you what you want to hear mm-hmm. and sending you mixed signals, then it's on them.
Right. That's them.
They're not living authentically. And you can only respond to what's in front of you.
Right. I can.
Because most people are too scared to be honest and they don't want to tell the truth.
Right.
And a lot of times it's men.
It's men. I know. So. And the thing is, like, I'm not a mind reader. So if you're not actually feeling it and you're telling me you're feeling it / I'm so excited to see you too, heart emoji sparkle, then I'm going to take that to mean heart emoji sparkle. I like you.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's what I'm getting. So,
wait, Drew, what do you think about the sprout? What is your read on the sprout? Because that really threw me off.
Oh, the emoji?
Yeah.
Because it was, what was the order of the emojis?
It was sparkle, heart, but it was the pink hearts, but the ones that are like, do you see this? Sparkle, uh-huh. the heart, but do you see it's like the hearts that are like waving around each other and then the sprout.
Interesting.
I don't know. I mean,
we're confused.
It's so strange. It's like, I don't know, like nature, vibe, growth.
Yes. I mean, like, it's basically, it to me, I think was like new beginnings, growth, excited to see you tomorrow. Yeah. It's a new day is what I'm getting from it. But then he's like, literally, I'm pulling the budding flower out of the ground.
Yeah, he's like, yeah.
Let's Wait, so kill
that
it.
Was the, he sent that to you the night before you guys broke up?
Yes. And that's the last I heard from him before he called me. And then was like, you're not going to want to hear this right now. And my initial thought was, oh no, he's rescheduling our date. But then he was like, I think it's getting too serious and I can't be in a relationship right now. And I was like, but do you still like me?
That's what he said?
Yeah.
He said, it's getting too serious. I can't be in a relationship, but do you still
no,
like
I
me?
No, I said that. That's me. That's
oh,
my
you
brain.
Said that.
My brain is like, oh, but do you still like me? Like, what is happening? He was like, it's timing. And I was like, I don't believe that because I think I said this to him. I don't believe in timing being a problem because if you liked me and wanted to spend time with me, you would make that work. So are you suggesting that we stop seeing each other or do you want to slow things down? And he was like, no, I think I'm suggesting that we stop seeing each other. And then I was like, oh, I am shocked. And I literally did not know what to say on the phone because it came so out of the blue for me. So
were you on FaceTime?
No, just a call.
He just called you?
Mm-hmm.
And then you were both in New York?
Yes. And we had plans to see each other that same evening. So if he wanted to talk to me about it, we were going to see each other in person that night.
Yeah, that's
he's
so
scared.
Scary.
He was scared.
Yeah.
Which I'm like, I'm not a mean person. I'm a very understanding person. So much so that my therapist told me I'm allowed to be mad. But like... but I'm like, I don't know, but I'm going to see him. He's going to look in my eyes at my face in person and tell me what is going on in his brain.
Okay.
He's going to do that. I deserve that for sure. But yeah, I don't know. I don't even know what we were on to before this. Oh, we were talking about, if things are exciting, then absolutely I think you should be planning trips and meeting families and loving it and not second guessing it. So that's all. I'm like, I'm in the market for that, for someone who wants to travel with me.
Yeah, you deserve that.
Yeah. I want to go on safari in the next couple years. So if anyone wants to see the Big Five, I'm ready. Yeah. You know, elephant, giraffe, lion, whatever it is. I want to do that. And I think I'd be a really fun person to do that with.
Like a group name?
The Big Five. Yeah.
A lot of people know and understand as the Big Five.
You know it if you are looking into going to South Africa.
Wait,
you know it if you've been looking up a trip.
Mm-hmm.
Really? The Big Five?
Yeah.
That just seems crazy to, okay. All right.
It's like it does sound like a boy band, but it's elephants, giraffes, lions, rhino. I don't know what the other.
Yeah.
You know. So you've been with your boyfriend for how many months since November? Can't do the math.
It's still new. Yeah. It's been like 4 months.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cute.
Yeah. We were just in California together. As soon as we both got vaccinated, we took a trip to LA and then dropped the tree.
I love that.
really nice.
So nice.
I've never been before.
Oh my God. Yeah. I've never been to Joshua Tree either. Were the trees so huge?
Yeah, huge, beautiful. Big. The desert is so strange. Yeah.
Okay, yeah. I love that. And what I love hearing this is your new boyfriend was like, yeah, let's go on a plane together. Hell yeah.
Yeah, yeah. From the jump, like I'm sorry, I sound like a broken record, but like I've dated so many just unavailable, kind of dumb, like just fuck boys.
Yeah, the fuck
tons
boys.
Tons of fuck boys. And like, and I've run into that so much that I still have PTSD. And like my current boyfriend is so always so down to hang out and like is down to meet my friends and my family and like keep things moving and growing and is available to me in a way that I have never experienced before. Because I have so much experience with these people who have not treated me well or have always kind of kept me at an arm's length, I'm like, it's hard for me to even to believe that, which is crazy.
Yeah.
But it's like, I'm like, when's the other shoe going to drop? Because my experience has been such that it's hard for me to trust that it's going to continue like this. Cause I'm like, wow, you're so available to me and you're a good partner.
Yeah. Well, I hope that the shoe never drops. I hope that this is just it is. I hope this is just what happens when you don't date a fuckboy. But speaking of fuckboys, I'm making a guess here. I know you brought a receipt and it's an old one. And I was wondering if it's from a fuckboy, but if it's not, that's also okay.
It is.
Oh, it is. Yeah, so, okay.
Yeah. Something that I like, I don't know. I was chatting with a friend of mine. This was probably 2 years ago as I was like, I had like semi recently moved to New York. I moved here like 4.5, 5 years ago. So when I first moved here, I was like on the apps a little bit. I was on Tinder. I was, you're doing comedy, you're meeting new people, going to mics, the whole thing. So, I started to meet people and I would go on dates with like mostly non-comedians, which is what I prefer.
Same. Oh my God. Everyone should be going on dates with non-comedians.
Yes. that should be a PSA. But so interestingly enough, my friend, a girlfriend of mine was like, you should like, I think everyone should have this. Like you were talking about like how you should be dating people who like, who fully accept you 1,000%. Like, you're not changing yourself for them. You are, you're opening yourself to them. You feel vulnerable to them. You feel accepted by them. So kind of in the vein of that, what I would do was go on dates with men. And then either like before the second or third date, I would send them this old picture of Nicole Kidman from like when she was 22.
Okay.
Like really curly hair. And, it's like a little bit cuckoo to send that. And then I would say like, I had a great time. do you want to hang out again? And it's like, it's a little bit crazy, but like my feeling was like the person who will be like, oh, that's so funny. That's so dumb and funny. And I also know that he like likes Nicole Kidman. Like we'll be like, yeah, that's great. Like let's hang out again.
I love that.
But also on the flip side is like, I would get responses like, people who are like, what? Or, I mean, that's fair to say that because it's a strange thing to send, but like, it was a way for me to kind of like figure out, someone's personality, someone's sense of humor. And then like, I will tell you, I have one example.
Please.
In which it didn't go well.
Oh my God.
and I will tell you. let's see. I'll show you right now.
I love it.
Do you want me to hold it up? Is that
I want to see the picture also because I haven't seen.
Okay. So the picture.
Oh my God, that's Nicole Kidman.
That's Nicole Kidman.
No, it's
like
not.
20, maybe?
No, yeah. It's not.
So I said, want to hang out again.
Okay.
And this was a long time ago. And this person said, haha, hey, yeah, I had a great time. Full disclosure, I'd love to hang out again, but as friends. What do you think?
Okay.
So,
What did you think?
What do you think?
What do you think?
I think in the moment I was like, you know, I'm good. Because okay. I'm really never looking for friends.
Yeah.
And it's interesting when people kind of offer that as a consolation prize. It's like, what?
No.
I don't want to be your friend.
No, no,
I
no.
Be your friend.
I've got a lot of friends. My friends are great. I don't need more.
I've got a lot of friends.
Yeah.
So, like, that's kind of what I, you know, that in that moment, that was, yeah.
Oh, just the juxtaposition of Nicole Kidman's like sweet weirdo face with her curly, curly hair, just being like so open, you know, and naive to.
I know. It's so dumb. It's
I love
like,
it.
And I know that it's. I know that it's a crazy thing to send to someone too. Like I'm not delusional, but I think it's like the way people respond to that is always a good indicator of.
Yeah,
you know?
I just so this is a text that you send to like people like after the third date. Like you've done this.
Yeah, I've sent it to like. Yes, I've sent it like probably 3 or 4 times.
Okay.
Okay, so are people expecting it at this point? Like,
no,
are they,
no. Like, no, no one ever expected. That's why it's like
word hasn't gotten around.
Probably seem a little nuts.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
No. And I haven't like I hadn't at that point. Like I don't really go on a lot of dates.
What is the best response you could receive? Like, what's the ideal response?
I mean, like, just like, oh my god, that's so funny. Like, yeah, I would love to hang out again.
Okay. Yeah.
You know, just.
Or like, what if someone sent you their own favorite picture of Nicole?
Oh, that's
would that blow your mind?
That'd be it.
Yeah, that would blow my mind.
If I sent you Nicole Kidman the day of her divorce with Tom Cruise in the green jacket, where she's like,
"Oh,
yeah."
What if I sent you that? And I was like, "Absolutely, we're hanging out again."
I would love that. I guess it's just like, I think truly the worst quality that someone can have is like just people who are self-serious.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no one has time for that.
No one has time for that. So I just like to throw people some curveballs. You know?
Did you?
And I think we should all be doing that. It's like whatever. Just you know, here we are.
Did you test it on your current boyfriend, Nicole?
I have not.
Oh my god, you gotta at some point and see what he says.
Yeah, he's kind of like already passed the you know.
He's
that test, but I certainly could. Maybe when I get off this pod with you, I'll do it and see what he thinks. He'll probably love it.
I know he's going to love it. Well, he passed the Nicole Kidman test because your first date was the season finale of The Undoing. So he passed it in a big way. It all comes back.
Yeah.
I'm just dying. Would you, when you were on the apps, did you have an opening line that you would use consistently, or was this only something that you would do after? A few days.
So funny. Like, I feel like not really. Like, I never liked when people would like have a line mm-hmm. with me. So it was pretty, you know, I would say like, hi, handsome. I would be like, try to be flirty, but like, I never really came out with a line. Or if there was like, you know, something they talked about in their profile, like, you know, music that I enjoyed or, you know, a movie or TV show, but no, I never really had a line.
Yeah, me either. Yeah. I also don't have a line. Yeah. I like am terrified to go back on the apps, which I will, but I'm like starting all these conversations again out of nothing. Not my fave.
Yeah.
We got to do but not my fave.
I know. I, at the point, like right before quarantine, I was also in that place and I was sick of being on the apps and I just asked my friend to set me up.
Oh.
I was like, I'm not done. I was like, I'm done with scrolling because it became very addictive mm-hmm. for me in a way that I had a hard time controlling. So I just felt like my day was shot
yeah.
a lot. So I just asked, like I would casually, when I was with friends, I was like, if you like, you know, if you have someone that you think I would hit it off with, like, let me know. And I went on like 1 or 2 dates and they were both with lovely people. It wasn't a romantic mm-hmm. connection,
but
like, I suggest why not? I would do that with people that you love and trust.
Yeah.
You can be like, hey, like if you're ever hanging with someone, if there's anyone you think I'd be a good match for.
Yeah. Set me up. I love, so these setups were not people that made you hate your friends for thinking you would like this person.
No,
that's
they were
good.
All great.
Okay, that's good.
I only went on like a few. they were both lovely. It just, you know, sometimes it's, you know, it's like chemical. Sometimes it's not a match.
Right. Not a, sometimes there's not going to be romance there. And that's totally fair. But we've spoken before on the pod about setups where you're like, why would you think I would like this person? No. Why would you think I would like this monster?
Yeah, that can be tricky.
And that's a little tricky. Then you're like, do I have to lose my friend too? No. I would never. This is what they think of me, actually. Well, I'm going to just say it for the listeners right now, considering that I am single. Again, if you know any people who are kind and over the age of 26, ideally in their early 30s, who live ideally alone in Brooklyn, who work in film, TV, or are writers, because I kind of really liked dating someone who also understood the like acting film lifestyle, but not an actor, mm-hmm. not a comedian, just like a behind the camera kind of person. If you know a guy like that and you're not currently crushing them or dating them, set a girl up. please.
Yeah, I think that's great.
That's what I want. Yeah. But I think I can't date. I can't date like a finance person or a software person or a person who doesn't work in entertainment, probably, because I've done that and they didn't understand me really.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
What does your boyfriend do? Does he perform?
No, he doesn't.
Okay.
I'm like,
yes. Thank God.
But he is one of the funniest people that I've ever met. Aww. Really funny. Just naturally very funny, but not a performer. He actually works for a vape company.
Oh.
Kind of the Gen Z job of
very much.
Yeah.
Is that keeping you young?
Yeah, for sure. He's like on the creative end for a vape company and is really great at his job. He's like, you know, does all the photo shoots, commercials for it. So he's a great eye. And yeah, so he's not in that world, in our world, but is still, you know.
But he gets creative. Yeah, entertainment and aesthetics and what you're doing. Yeah. That's cool. Okay. And actually hot. Yeah. That's very hot.
Yeah, yeah. And is a lot more of a, you know, I'm like social because of comedy, and mm-hmm. I was doing that, but like generally speaking, I would say I'm not a night owl, and he is very much so.
Mm-hmm.
So okay, wow. I'm like, you know, gonna kind of have to take a lot of naps mm-hmm. and try to, you know, keep up with him. Not that he's like, you know, raging, but especially now, but mm-hmm. he definitely is more of a partier than I am.
Okay, wow. Yeah. Fun. Honestly, it's nice. That means your social life is gonna expand once like pandemic is over. In a way that's kind of fun. That's cool.
Yeah, yeah. I welcome it. I was like, at first I was a little bit, you know, I was a little bit apprehensive about it. But, you know, it's proven thus far to be pretty, pretty great. Gets me out of my shell.
I love that. So. Do you vape now or no?
No, I don't.
Are you vaping?
I don't really like it. I'm not. It's like he's like on the cannabis end. Mm. So it's not tobacco, but like, yeah, I love smoking weed. I just don't like vaping.
Okay.
I'm more of a just flower girl myself.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, just like this. Yeah.
Which is, loving and wonderful and peaceful and not like, I have friends with vape pens, and when you pull out your vape pen in any couple minutes, I don't know. It's just, it's like, ooh, babe. I guess we're all 22 then. We're all 22 when we're vaping.
Yeah, yeah, that is very fair.
So, you know, we'll allow it, but
that's okay.
That's really fun, and I love that. I am wondering. So, like, when was your last serious relationship before this one?
God, it has been a long time.
Okay.
Like, I think I had like little like blips here and there, you know, like 2 months, mm-hmm. 3 months, but like my last serious relationship was in college, and that was my first boyfriend, and that was we dated for 2 years.
Wow. Okay. Those relationships are so foundational, I guess. Like, I feel
I feel very fortunate because my first boyfriend in college was so wonderful and was like treated me so well. And I feel like it was, it's always continued to be a reminder of like what I deserve.
Yeah.
And I dated him when I was like 19.
Yeah.
So it was, you know, a long time ago, but he just was a really decent, wonderful person.
That's amazing.
And like, it was, yeah, yeah. But because it's been so long that since I've dated someone, it's really scary. Very, very vulnerable.
Yes. Yeah. Oh my God. I know.
Yeah.
I hate that like at any point you're trusting someone to like want to be with you and they can change their mind. Isn't that scary?
Yeah.
That's so, it's fucked up.
And also it's like, that. You know. You get past the first 2 months of a relationship. I mean, I'm still even in the honeymoon phase. You know, it's like, I'm not crazy. It's like, I've only been seeing him for 4 months, but like, you know, even from like the first or second month to now, it's like you are presenting yourself, you know, and it's like, you're choosing your cutest outfits and you're, you know, trying to charm this person and present your best qualities.
Exactly.
But then it's like, but now it's like you go on a vacation with your boyfriend or, you know, obviously with your partner, your person for like 12 days. And it's like, it's not as easy to present yourself. You have to kind of just like be vulnerable with the person and, you know.
Yeah, just be
that's,
you.
That's very scary.
Like fully, because, you know, I had only been dating Isaac for a little over 2 months. Like I've never pooped while he's been near me.
Yeah.
We haven't gotten to the point where I would do that. Yeah. So.
Yeah, yeah. It's.
Were we talking about pooping, me and Isaac?
Yeah.
Yeah, there was one time where I was like, my stomach is really giving me issues. Will you rub it? So he did know. That was cute. So
you
yeah.
actually say the word poop.
But I didn't say the word poop. About. But he fully knew that that's what I meant, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like, I think because I like, because I'm Jewish and like just digestion is like kind of a huge part of being of the culture.
Yeah, I would say that's true. Also as a Jew, it's definitely part of the culture.
Like, kind of like, yeah, I would say that like pooping was kind of on the table like from the jump, like the day one.
Yeah.
Kind of, you know, on the date with us talking about it. He's not Jewish, but like I feel like it's culturally Jewish because, you know, takes lactaid before eating dairy. You
yeah,
know,
he's like basically kind of Jewish. That's tune. His mom's not Jewish, basically but he's Jewish. You know.
Yeah, exactly right.
Yeah.
So anyway, but yeah, it is, it's scary to be vulnerable and yeah, you know, all that shit.
Literally all that literal shit.
All that shit.
All that shit. Okay, speaking of shit, just kidding. I was going to say I have a really shitty little game we're going to play. Actually, it's really fun and you're going to love it.
I can't wait.
So it's called Quick and Dirty. I'm going to ask you four quick questions and you just tell me the first thing that comes to your head. Are you ready? Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. So the first question is favorite flirty emoji.
The face that's like, it's like bright red with the like tongue sticking out.
What?
You know what I mean? It's like,
they're overheating. Yes.
The overheating tongue sticking. Oh, like he ate something spicy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that one I like.
Okay, cute. Biggest dating deal breaker.
Okay. A personality trait.
Sure.
Is deal breaker is self-serious. Mm-hmm. Someone who's like long-winded and boring and self-serious.
Okay, yeah.
Physical trait. Dirty fingernails.
Ew.
What?
Ew.
Why?
Yeah. Gross. Yeah. Like I'm a little bit obsessive with my fingernail, but it's the first thing I look at when I'm with someone. I'm like, I'm looking at fingernails. It deeply grosses me out.
Wait, I know this is to be quick, but I also want to stay on this. I'm so sorry. Wait, how about like biting them? Biting is that?
No, I don't care.
That is. That,
I mean, it's
okay.
Like on the date, I don't love it because
No, but like if you know, your nails are like just like bitten to the core, is that classify as dirty?
No.
Okay.
It's like, it's literally just having like kind of longer fingernails and I see dirt. It's
yeah,
just, it grosses
like
me out.
Oh, okay.
Okay, gross. Okay. Yeah, gross.
I don't care about biting. It's like, if they're bitten down, you know, it's fine. But the dirt itself is gross and long. Gross. It just grosses me out.
Too much.
Yeah, it grosses me out.
Okay, alternatively, hottest physical trait. Hottest physical trait?
Hottest physical trait, I really love big eyebrows.
Really?
Ooh. They're really sexy. Yeah. Eyebrows, eyes. Boybrow.
Okay, Boybrow.
This pod is sponsored by Glossier.
Are you kidding me? If it were, I would fucking die. I would love that. That would be the best news. Come on, please, Glossier. I need a win. I need a win.
Yeah. But I love eyebrows. I think they're really sexy.
Okay. Read receipts, yes or no?
Okay. I experimented with read receipts over quarantine because my boyfriend has them. And I, which is awesome. Yeah,
shocking.
But the reason why they're awesome is because he uses them well.
Okay.
So it's like, if I text him, he's very good about getting back to me. But if I text him and like it, you know, it says that it hasn't been read, I'm like, okay, like he truly has not read it yet. Mm-hmm. So anytime he reads one of my texts, like he gets back to me within, you know, 10-15 minutes. Like it's not like a thing, but it is crazy. It's cuckoo. It's obviously cuckoo when people have read receipts on and they have read your text and will take the day to get back to you.
Yeah,
that is insane.
Psychotic.
That is violence.
Yeah, violence. Yeah, that's violence.
yeah. And so he actually showed me though the way to get around read receipts is like there's a way to look at obviously the text on your home screen without going into the message.
Ugh.
So he said you can make it work where you don't want to get back to someone, but you still want to read their text. You can look on the home screen, but it's like I don't have the best.
Oh,
I'm just immediately
God.
Like, let me look what people are saying. I'm very good about getting back to people.
I know, right? So, you should just. Yeah. I think you should just text, and you don't need to tell them when you read it, but just be timely. Just be timely altogether. Mm-hmm. That's what I think. But I don't know.
Yeah,
I'm old fashioned.
Yeah, you always have been.
I always have been, and I will always be. How does everyone who's listening follow you?
So my handle is @ I'm Drew Anderson.
Amazing.
Yeah.
They all better
do it. Thank you, so much for having me.
Thank you for being on the pod. It's been so much
fun.
Thank you, everyone who's listening. Please find me a boyfriend in your circles. This was Receipts.
This has been Receipts, a dating podcast with evidence, hosted by Jenny Gorlick
and produced by Andrew McGuire.
Make sure to follow us on social media. I'm @ Jenny Sequoia, JenNyCestQuoi on Instagram and @ Jenny Gorlick on Twitter.
And you can follow me on Instagram @ McGuire Guy, @ MCGUI_GUI.
The cover art is by Megan Patzel. The theme song is written by Dylan Adler, sung by Chenno Pinter, and produced by Douglas Wittig. Check out full videos on YouTube and rate us on Apple Podcasts. And make sure you subscribe. If you need dating advice, we'd love to help you out. Send us a DM to @receiptspod.